Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. And you know what day it is. It's Supernatural Friday. We bring you supernatural stories to encourage you that we serve a supernatural God. And this story today, we have a heavenly visitation that came to earth. So listen in and be encouraged. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Made it. Welcome. It's Friday. It is the fourth day of August 2023. Shabbat Shalom. It's our supernatural podcast. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast this week. The testimony today is a young boy, a little child, that had an encounter with heaven in a sense that heaven came to earth. And we want to play that. I got to hurry and get into it. It's a little bit longer than normal. So enjoy this and be encouraged. We're going to pray for you at the end.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Sachs. I'm a wife. And I'm a mother, and I'm a grandmother. I'm also an author, and I've just completed a book entitled Fire on the Family Altar, How to Experience God's Power in Your Home. It is so exciting to be with you and to share with you some extraordinary encounters that we've had in our home. And it is amazing what happens when we call upon the Lord, He answers. Well, in our home, many years ago, my husband did a lot of traveling, went on many missions trips, and our little five-year-old daughter was always very uneasy when he was away. And in fact, there were some nights she would stay up all night crying, and I would have to keep her home from preschool the next day because she was so worn out, and so was I. And so when my husband was going to be going on a missions trip to the Philippines for 2 weeks, we were really concerned about how his being away was going to affect her. And so the night before he was getting ready to leave, we gathered in her room, as we did every night, for our time of family altar to pray together. And we knelt by her bed and we began to pray over her. And I remember my husband Hal, he put his hand on her and he began to pray Psalm 91 over her. And he prayed, Lord, give your angels charge over Nicole to keep her safe while I'm away. And please give her the assurance that angels will be watching over her. And so that night she went to sleep. She fell asleep. Hal was up very early the next morning to catch his plane. And Nicole woke up a bit later and she came in to me and she said, Mommy, the angels came last night. And I'm thinking, oh yes, Hal read that scripture about angels. And I'm thinking maybe she imagined it. So I said, oh, honey, well, tell me more about it. She said, the angels came, Mommy. She said, they stood in a circle around my bed and they were singing. And it's the most beautiful singing I've ever heard. I knew now this is something real that happened to our daughter. I said, well, honey, what did the angels look like? She didn't miss a beat. She didn't hesitate. She described in great detail what these angels looked like. She said, some were tall and their heads touched the ceiling, and some were little like me. And she said, some had on gold sandals and some had on gold belts, and they were the whitest white I've ever seen. Wow. Well, I had seen an angel years before, which I'll tell you about in a moment, But one of the characteristics of the angel was that it was so white. It is a color white that we don't even have on earth. It's a white that we don't have that color. I can't even explain it. It's a brilliant, brilliant white. So I knew that the angels from heaven had come and visited our home. And they were there watching over our daughter, just like we had prayed. They came to watch over her. And God allowed her to see these angels, even to answer the prayer that she would be assured that angels were watching over her. And do you know what? She never again cried when her dad was gone on any trips. She never again mentioned that she was fearful during the night without his presence. The fear was totally gone. Isn't that just totally amazing? Well, I mentioned that I too had seen an angel. It's interesting that one of the roles of angels, we find that angels, one, are messengers. They can bring a message from God. Two, they're ministering spirits. They can come and comfort us. And they can do warfare in our behalf. But so many times in the Bible, we see angels come and they say, "Fear not, fear not." And that's what the angel's presence were saying to our daughter Nicole, "Fear not." At a time in my own life, as a young woman in my early 20s, my father had been killed in a tragic accident, and I was living in Florida, and I had flown home to Dallas to be with my mom. I had gotten a job teaching high school, but my furniture hadn't come yet. I didn't have a car. I was sleeping on a mattress that my mom had loaned me in my bedroom. And it was a very, very difficult time and very scary time in my life. And I awoke one morning to a loud noise. It sounded like someone was taking, you know, tissue paper, like wrapping paper, white tissue paper, and just squishing it like this, and right in my ear. It was loud, just like this. And I woke up and I tried to open my eyes, but there was such a bright light in the room that I couldn't keep my eyes open. I would open them just a little bit, but the light was so bright, I could not open my eyes, so I'd have to shut them again. And I tried several times until finally I got my eyes open. The first thing I saw was a gigantic wing. It was the whitest white I had ever seen. And I saw the feathers. I could see all the detail of the wing. And I realized the noise that I had heard was the flapping, the swish of angels' wings. You know, have you ever sang that song, "I Can Hear the Brush of Angels' Wings"? I will never sing that song again without realizing there is a sound to the angels' wings coming into a room. And I was just in awe. And I began to look up and up and up. This was a huge, huge angel. I looked up as high as I could with the light being so bright. I was never allowed to see the face of the angel, but I'm imagining that it went through the ceiling of my bedroom, for I looked all the way up, a gigantic, gigantic angel. He had on a gold belt. He had on gold shoes. I do know that. Then I fell fast asleep again. I fell asleep because I couldn't keep my eyes open, the brightness of the light. And I woke up the next morning and I thought, wow, what has happened? I went to school. I wanted to tell people what had happened to me, but a very unusual thing happened. When I would open my mouth to share the story, no words would come out of my mouth. And then the thought to share it would just disappear. I remember going over to my mom's house, and I was standing in the garage doing laundry, and I thought, oh, I just remembered. I was visited by an angel, and I want to tell my mom. So I opened my mouth to say, Mom, I need to tell you something. No words would come out of my mouth. The presence of the Lord was on me so mightily and heavily. I was saturated in the presence of God for about 6 weeks. And during this time, I was not allowed to share what had happened. But after about 6 weeks, this deep presence of God began to just fade away. And I have to say, it didn't really fade away, but it just wasn't so intense. I was able to share about my encounter with this angel. Interesting, this was a time I was also afraid. I believe this angel came to say, hey, I'm watching over you. God's got this. He loves you. I'm here to battle for you. I'm here to war for you. I'm here to comfort you. And I am here to carry out God's assignment, to look over you and watch over you and to let you know that God cares. Angels are amazing beings, and God uses them. We read about, even in Hebrews, that angels are ministering spirits that are sent to those who are heirs of salvation. They come to minister to us. They come to help us with our assignments from the Lord. But I want to say that just because you've not seen an angel doesn't mean that angels are not there with you. Angels are with you all the time. They are guardian angels. They are angels that are serving you, helping you, causing you to walk in a certain direction, carrying the message of the Lord to you. And so I want to encourage you to know that you don't have to see an angel for them to be there. They are in your home. They're with you in your car. They're everywhere you go. And when you pray Psalm 91 and you pray for yourself and your family that you are under the shadow of the Almighty God, whose power no foe can withstand, and that He gives His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, you can be absolutely sure that that's just exactly what is happening, just what happened for my daughter, just what happened for me. You can believe it. Even if you've never seen an angel, angels are there with you, and God is watching over you.
You know, in Psalms, it tells us that we worship the Lord. We exalt Him because we know He hears us. And that's what that story was about. Their cry was for help and protection for their child. And God was faithful to send His ministering spirits. That's what Hebrews chapter 1 says, are not angels. Ministering spirits. They minister to His people. In our hunger for the supernatural, isn't that we just long to see angels, but we must understand that God uses the host of heaven to interact with us in order that His will come about, and also that He demonstrate His love toward us by using all at His disposal. That includes the host of heaven and everything that He has authority over to help us, minister to us, and strengthen us in our time of trial, as well as in our time of need, for whatever we have need of. And that's what that story represents. We pray that you were encouraged by that. Again, I always say this when you're working with children or young people, don't ever discourage. Sometimes, well, they're just making that up. Look, don't discourage that. Imagination's not altogether bad that way, because they're imagining something outside the realm in which they're in. Now, you want it to be real, and we just don't give a lot of credence to when it's not real. We know when our kids are kind of making things up. But like in this case, you need to know and trust the Lord that He speaks through our kids, grandkids, whoever. So I want to bless you today and pray that you too have a hunger for this power that God gives us, but also that power demonstrates toward us, His power demonstrates toward us, that He wants to manifest Himself and send help. So, Father, we thank You for everybody that's listening today that needs help, needs the host of heaven, the messengers of heaven. Are they not all ministering spirits? Lord, we ask You in Your timing to awaken heaven and to release it to them on earth. In the name of Jesus, I pray a peace over everybody that's listening today on this daily podcast, that they'd be encouraged that You are a supernatural God. Well, Shabbat Shalom. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. Well, God bless you. Thank you for listening to our Shabbat Shalom podcast, Supernatural Fridays, always sharing a supernatural story. Another one I hope you were encouraged for by today. Remember, each and every day we come to you here on this platform. We are back in our swing starting next week, out of our sabbatical month. We pray that you got rested like we did, and thank you for being patient with us. It was we reset, reboot, and began a new season. For all those that support us, thank you. Your gifts and all your prayers are so appreciated. Go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, or our app. Download that app. Keep up with all that we're doing. God bless you. Have a good day.